This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can waste another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can conquer it. I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. Any road. The steeper, the better. Because my all-new Santa Fe is available with H-Track all-wheel drive, so I can hit the trail without a worry in the world. Heck, with three rows and best-in-class rear cargo space, I can pack the whole family in with all our gear. We've got available dual wireless charging for our phones, so we'll never lose touch with civilization, and we won't lose touch with the primordial power of Mother Earth. So which is it? Waste the weekend or do something a little more epic and conquer it in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
Welcome to Speed City with John Massengill, Les Kaiser, and Jonathan Green. It's the fastest hour on the radio. Speed City.
Good evening, gearheads. Welcome to Speed City. We are live in Austin, Texas. Excited to be on the radio tonight. It's John Massengill. I have Jonathan Green on Zoom. And Les Kaiser's out on vacation. Jonathan, how are you, buddy?
Do you know, if I was any better, it would hurt.
You spend a lot of your whole existence that way, my friend.
I do. I get described by one of my producers as being eminently coiled at all times.
Eminently coiled. That's not a bad description.
Which I quite like. I am rested and ready for the week ahead. I've had a lovely weekend with my dear parents on Golden Pond, who celebrated their 61st wedding anniversary. Bless them all. And
awesome.
So I am refreshed and ready. I've had a bacon sandwich. I've watched the football. I've watched NASCAR. I've watched Indy. I'm good to go, man.
All right. Well, that's a good segue with what we're going to talk about on the show tonight, because we actually have quite a bit to talk about. NASCAR has officially announced that they're coming to COTA. We've been talking about it for a couple of weeks, but it's official. And yep. Next May is when it's going to happen. And we'll talk all about that. And we're going to talk about Honda out in F1 and how that trickles down, specifically starting with what Red Bull's going to do. We don't know, but we're going to talk about it. And we're going to talk a little bit about some IndyCar, because we're down to the finale and we still don't have a champion. And we got lots of local stories too, because we're going to talk about some more about Tesla, what's going on here in Austin. We're going to talk about a company here in Austin that's an automotive related that went public. That's kind of a cool little story that's here in Austin. We're also going to talk about how the city council approved some rezoning that could result in a water park and much more popping up around Circuit of the Americas. So we've got lots to talk about, Jonathan. So why don't we start with the biggest story in town, which is NASCAR boogity 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 coming to COTA, finally official. What do you think,
yeah,
my friend?
I mean, I went from high to low in a matter of moments with this story, because for me, this was the ultimate story. If you can have Formula One, MotoGP, NASCAR, and Indy at one circuit, and I say one circuit, but the circuit, the most modern circuit in the world, then you've really got, especially in America, you've done it. You are gold, as they say. Because NASCAR is still king in this country in terms of numbers and figures and the potential bums on seats and the potential three-day weekend that is. So I'm delighted. As you know, I follow NASCAR, commentate on NASCAR with Motorsport Mondial. So I follow it very closely and feel like coming to America, it was the one side of motorsport I didn't know as well, but I have learned over the last 10 years and really enjoy NASCAR.
Today was awesome.
It's not Les's favorite. Talladega. I mean, it had everything. I mean, that was straight out of the film Talladega Nights. That was fantastic.
What was Hamlin's win? It was like the length of his hood. That's how, I don't know what the time was, but.
I can tell you exactly. It was 23 thousandths of a second he won by over 500 miles in the biggest circuit there is. It was absolute sheer mayhem throughout. but it was really good. And it was, I tell you what it was. You know, in the days when Chad Knaus and Jimmy Johnson were at their height of their power, 7 title wins, and they always just seemed, and that's why I started following Jimmy Johnson, was like, I mean, this is before stage, you know, when we had stages. But whatever happened with Jimmy Johnson, even if he was 23rd at one point, by the time it came to the last 20 laps, he was there, top 10, and challenging for the win. And that's kind of how Denny Hamlin was today. You know, he was leading for the first hour. He kind of like was rolling the dice between the high line and the low line. And then he disappeared. He was like 32nd at one point with James Davison hanging out with him. I'm sure James got a bit of a shock. But then he reappeared right at the end at just the right time. And funnily enough,
Bubba
Kevin
Wallace.
Harvick as well.
Yeah.
Bubba Wallace, who I thought was going to finally do it.
Yeah. I mean, that's another story we got to talk about is the Hamlin Jordan venture.
Yeah. Well, so going back to your original question, I think it's fantastic news for COTA, especially on the back of Michael Jordan, who is without doubt the biggest living sporting legend that we have, bar sort of Kobe Bryant or I don't know any of your Cam Newtons.
Yeah, it's pretty hard to argue with Michael Jordan. I don't think there's a bigger legend around right now.
But also, for those that don't know, as you know, I've been involved in American Superbikes for a long time, and Michael Jordan's had a team in Superbikes for a long time. He 10 years ago, he stopped recently. But the point is, Michael Jordan has followed motorsport. Denny Hamlin, who his partner is for this adventure, who won today, is also a big Jordan fan, used to go to all his games. So they're big friends. And so Denny Hamlin has been trying to coax Michael Jordan for many years to get involved in NASCAR and spend some money on it. And I think that politically, Michael has just felt that the Black Lives Matter and the issues and the diversity, a lack of diversity in motorsports has led him to pick up a 26-year-old black guy, the only black guy in NASCAR, Bubba Wallace, and say, let's do it. Let's do this together. They've got Denny Hamlin as a co-partner. I think it's a really exciting and progressive thing for NASCAR going forward.
Yeah, and I want to talk about some of the details because NASCAR is going to host COTA on, it'll take place on May 23rd, and you can actually get tickets. There's a new website. It's nascaratcota.com, I believe. And I'll check that right now. But you can go there and start signing up for tickets. And so May 23rd. But what's interesting is, it's nascaratcota.com. And what's interesting is the way they've gone about it. And because what they're doing is they're doing it through Speedway Motorsports, which, of course, if you know Speedway Motorsports, they have 8 of the biggest NASCAR properties, including Atlanta Motor Speedway, Bristol, Charlotte Motor Speedway, Kentucky, Las Vegas, New Hampshire, Sonoma, and Texas Motor Speedway are all properties of Speedway Motorsports. So essentially, they've got a vendor to come in that knows what the heck they're doing to come bring a cup race to COTA. So I think that's a brilliant way to do that. And they've got, I don't know, 60-year history, that company does, bringing motorsports and entertainment into the NASCAR world. So I think it's a great idea.
And I also hope it sort of fulfills Bobby Epstein's sort of progress with his RV park. That's a side of the business that when we first started in 2012 in Formula One, you know, if you go to Daytona to the 500 or you go to, you know, some Sebring, for example, those are all like long, big festival events where people camp out and really enjoy their time and bring the RV and make it a festival of people, not just a race. And I'm hoping that this NASCAR event will have some longevity. It'll take some time, but the facilities and the space is now there for RVs for COTA. And I hope that that is it becomes one of those events. May would be the perfect time of year as well. So there's a lot of really good things going for it. And I hope it becomes a real festival, sort of Americana sporting event.
Yeah, it's funny. I don't know, local media-wise, it's the one story that every single news station, every television station, everybody immediately picked up on, because like you started the top of the show, man, it's NASCAR's, it's Americana. And having, you know, I think still a lot of people in Austin, they don't really even know all the nuance of Formula One and even IndyCar and some of the other sports car racing, for sure they don't. But when you say NASCAR, everybody in Austin knows what you're talking about. And I think that's why it's a fantastic thing for us. And the only problem I see, Jonathan, is the way this whole story plays into something you said a minute ago. And it's the first thing I thought of, too, when I said, we've got NASCAR. That means we've got Formula One, we've got IndyCar, we've got MotoGP, we've got NASCAR, we've got, you know, all the sports
car
racing.
That's a full house.
What else could you possibly get to top that, right? There's only one problem with that, is that we're not on the IndyCar schedule next year.
Yeah, and I'm wondering if there's politics from north of Austin playing onto that.
You know, I guarantee you all of us who are, you know, immersed in motorsports thought of Eddie Gossage when we found out that IndyCar was not coming back to COTA, because
so can I put it in a context of a couple of weeks?
Yeah.
Within
yeah.
2 weeks, we heard that Texas Motor Speedway was going to get the
All-Star
race, which is probably the jewel in the crown. It used to be at Charlotte. So that's a big race for NASCAR.
Yeah.
The June date, June 11th date, is sort of fixed in the calendar for NASCAR at Texas Motor Speedway. It's been a good event over the years. It never fills the place, but it's so huge. You know, it's about as late in the year that you want to go that hot, as it were, because, you know, it can be very hot in Dallas in June. You certainly wouldn't want it in July. But the point is, the All-Star event is one of the biggest of the lot. So that's exciting. And then we find out that NASCAR is coming to COTA, and we think, oh, that's really good. And then we find out that Eddie Gossage has got two Indy dates in May, the one month that Indy is massively popular, because at the end of May, as we all know, it's the Indy 500. So the only thing before the Indy 500 2021 are two races at Texas Motor Speedway. Mm. So that's why I feel that somebody, and maybe it's the company that you just mentioned, and I mean, it's good. I mean, you know, you could look at it both ways, but I think Eddie wins the game there.
Yeah, and I have another theory on why I think that we may not be on the calendar, but we have to go to a break, and when we come back, we'll talk about that. Or we're going to also talk, Price Cobb is going to join us, hopefully, if he can get the number dialed in, and then we're also going to talk Formula One, because the Honda backing out and all, how that affects everything. So stay tuned with us. You're listening to Speed City, and we'll be back after these messages.
As a rider, you know what you like. The power, the feel, the ride. When it comes to gear, you know what keeps you safe. Ducati Austin provides riders with the finest in day and easy leathers, the best the market offers. Visit Ducati Austin on Breaker Lane just east of I-35 and throw your leg over the most iconic sports bike ever built. Ducati. Even take it for a test ride or see what's been described as art on wheels from MV Agusta. You know what you like. See it at Ducati Austin. Online at DucatiAustin.com.
At Circle Brewing, the belief is less is more when it comes to brewing a better beer. You won't find any chemicals or additives, only water, malt, hops, and yeast, and absolutely nothing else. Just simple ingredients and outstanding taste. It's German purity with Texas ingenuity. Find the brews on tap all over town, in your favorite store, or drop by the tap room at 2340 West Breaker Lane, open Thursday and Friday nights and weekends. Log on to CircleBrewing.com. Circle Brewing Company.
born, bred, and brewed in Texas.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Talk 1370, the right choice.
Roger Hayden, Factor Yoshimura Suzuki. This is Speed City.
Welcome back to the fastest hour in radio, Speed City.
All right, we went to break. We were talking about the lack of IndyCar next year at COTA, but we have been joined on the line by someone who can help us answer that question, hopefully, or at least have some fun talking about it. We want to welcome to the show Le Mans winner, Price Cobb. Price, how are you today?
Hey, guys, I'm great. Thanks for having me on, and it was wonderful to sneak in without y'all knowing I was here. It was great listening to it.
Well, do you agree with anything we said? Or, I mean, what's your take on this? Because, like I said, we had a two-week period where we were kind of like, oh, NASCAR's coming to town, and then suddenly Indy's not coming to town, and it kind of, hey, whoa. What are your thoughts?
Yeah, sadly, you know, Jonathan, I've been thinking about that for just a short while, and I truly don't know. With Roger Penske owning the show today, it's hard to believe that politics with Eddie and the boys up north could affect it. But what do I know, right? So maybe that was part of the, hey, don't run IndyCar, run NASCAR here. So, but I'm just guessing, guys. I don't know. I really wish that everybody would be play friendly with everybody at all times, because I don't understand. I believe that some of us, certainly myself, I like all forms of motorsports. I mean, I'm the guy that if two people hot rod or they're lawnmowers, I'm going to be out there watching it, because it's just is enthusiastic to me, no matter what it is, man and machine. But beyond that, I just don't get it. You know, I want to see all forms of racing. Let's play nice. Let's go racing.
I'll tell you why I don't like the Indy thing is we had 2019. It was the first time Indy'd been here. They had winter testing here. They made a big hoopla about it. We had winter testing again here. So it's a good track. They like coming here. Colton Herta was the winner. It was good race. Sure, there wasn't it wasn't a Formula One crowd, but, you know, I think it was a good move to come. COVID stepped in when we had a date for this April, and obviously no one can do anything about that, just as MotoGP and Formula One. But right. To do that to Bobby Epstein when he's trying to build a brand with you just smacks of something not right, because why would you do that when you've hardly had a chance to market it?
Yeah, gosh, you know, it's over my pay grade. Those are the kind of things that just make no sense to me, and if I get twisted up in them again, my two brain cells will trip over each other. So honestly, I
just
sort of
go,
doggone it. I wish it were happening, but I'm not going to worry about it.
Well, Price, what about what Jonathan said? Jonathan, you said something, and that's what I meant when I said we'd go to break, is that the crowd for IndyCar here this time, I mean, last year it was not great. And I mean, I think, you know, if Eddie is up there saying I can fill the stadium and IndyCar is making decisions, I think whether or not the community is enthusiastic has got to be part of it.
Well, and we'll see what kind of crowds he gets on back-to-back races, and let's see where we go. The bottom line is, both NASCAR and IndyCar are looking to take their brand to more cities, growing cities. And I think the Nashville thing that Indy have done could be part of this politics as well, which is Nashville, like Austin, obviously, forget the music for a second, is a town that people want to go to and enjoy being in. And because there's live music and because there's things to do and good food, and it's a beautiful part of the world. So Austin and Nashville are very similar in that respect. And obviously, they've worked very hard to get the Nashville event. I wonder if Big Machine Vodka, who are based there, who also sponsor both NASCAR and some of Indy as well, could have had maybe a part in that too. But so I don't knock Nashville for getting on the calendar, but that could have been another factor. Officially, which I find odd, in the paper, in the Statesman and the local paper, Bobby Epstein declined to comment, which is not like him because, you know, I'm sure he would have had something to say. He may well have something to say down the road, but he kept his powder dry for now. And Dave Faust, the communications director for Indy, said it didn't fit our schedule, which, again, just seems like a bit of a throwaway to me.
I know. That makes no sense. It's like the dates were not available to fit our schedule. That was the quote. I guess, you know, you can go through all the different dates and see how that played out. But like you said, there was so much momentum. I just don't get it. I don't know. I mean, I know COVID threw us off this year, but still, but I don't know.
Don't worry. Pat O'Ward's going to be the new champion, and we'll have one in San Antonio, and then we'll have his home race at Austin as well.
Well, I'm with Price.
That would be great.
I'm with Price. Yeah. I'm just ready. I don't understand it all. Come on, guys. Let's bring it back. We had the full deck, as you put it, Jonathan.
Yeah.
Hey, Price, I got to ask you how business is going. Apparently, booming is what you told me the other day, a Tread Connection, because if you don't know what Price does here in Austin, and this is not a paid plug, this is just me talking about one of the coolest ways to do an automotive service, is that let's say you have a really cool car, you just bought yourself a new 911, and you need new tires because you've already been racing around and burned off all the rubber. Do you want to take it over to just anybody to go swap the tires, or do you just want to call up Tread Connection and go, hey, come to my house, come to my office, come to wherever I am and get new tires put on? Because that's what Price does now with Tread Connection. How's it going with that?
Yeah, as you mentioned, it's growing leaps and bounds. Some ask me if I think its growth recently is because of COVID. I said maybe, you know, because people don't want to leave their homes or haven't wanted to. Although I can tell you now, traffic in Austin is almost equally as bad as it has been, which is a good thing in my opinion. It's time for the world to open back up. Just be careful, you know. And so I like it. Super busy. You know, it's like we're at the stage now. What's next? In other words, do we purchase more equipment yet and continue to grow? But yeah, it's exciting. And for me, honestly, it's such great pleasure to go out and meet the folks that I meet, because they're all, okay, bar one or two, today the people that use us are car aficionados. So I get to see the coolest cars in the world, but more the people that I meet are just so much fun. And so it's really been a pleasure for me.
And, you know, I was thinking about when you started this, is that how everybody's ordering stuff online now. So I guess the natural thing is you go to Amazon, order your tires, and I guess you're part of Amazon's vendor deal, and you just say, how do I get my tires put on? And you click on your link and get you guys to come out.
That's right. That's one of them. We try to be partial to all those people, you know, Tire Rack, Amazon. I mean, you name it. That's our deal. You can also go to tradeconnection.com, do the same thing, order the service, order the tires immediately. But, you know, and then again, we're blessed with COTA, so I'm one of the lucky ones. You know, we have people that like to take their street cars and track them all the time. You know, all I can say, guys, it's been really fun. The growth in the year has been pretty stunning, so we're real happy. I'm almost wary of the predicted coming of a tsunami, and that is the tsunami of people wanting tires at their home once they all figure out that we or Mobile Tire exists, not just me. And that's almost frightful, you know, what can happen, because it's a huge industry. If you think about all the people that go and sit at stores to have their tires changed, eventually they're going to realize that they don't need to do that with their lives anymore. That's what I mean by scary. That's a tsunami that's coming when that hits.
And also, I mean, just in my experience here in the States, there's such a variance too. You can go to one dealer or one, you know, tire provider, and the same tires can be $200 different. So that's something that has always annoyed me a little bit about getting new tires, is that you really do get a variance. And am I right in saying, Price, it's not just, I mean, you're known for your racing, obviously, but it's not performance tires that we're talking about. It's anybody can get their tires done, right?
Literally any tire. The other day, my wife had me out after a rain, I might add, some guy's farm, changing the front tires on his tractor and other implements that were buried to the axle. I was not happy, but I took care of it.
You used to have a factory of people doing that for your car.
I did. You are correct. How's it go? Be careful for what you wish for. What goes around comes around.
Yeah, exactly right.
Well, that's awesome. Hey, Price. Well, I want to ask you. I want to shift gears a little bit because I want to ask you what you heard about Honda pulling out of Formula One, of course.
Yes.
And saying something about going carbon neutral, and then the next day they said they're committing to IndyCar. So I don't know how that works. But to me, the $64 million question is, what is Red Bull and Max Verstappen going to do now? They can't bring their hat in hand back to Renault, I'd imagine.
Well, I guess they could, but don't forget that the rules, or perhaps it's rules in the background of F1, that if there's somebody like Renault out there only producing, selling engines to themselves or producing them for themselves, I think by sort of a de facto sort of default, if you will, they're the ones that are automatically tapped to provide the engines for somebody else that's looking. But then you start thinking, well, really today, who else is there? Isn't Mercedes tapped out? It's like, and Ferrari, I don't know, but from what I can tell, Renault's not doing too bad of a job. You just hope that the guys at Red Bull didn't bury themselves with some of the things they said during their displeasurable moments.
Well, I think I to pick up on that, I think they did. I mean, if you watch The Drive to Survive, Cyril Abiteboul, who runs Renault, and Christian Horner, who runs Red Bull, I mean, they fell out publicly over this. Horner was very, very critical of Renault, and I can't see any bridge being rebuilt to them, which I do then ask the serious question, then who are going to supply engines to Red Bull? Mercedes are going to McLaren. They're going to be tapped out. They've got Williams. They've got, Racing Point. It's a very tough situation for Red Bull, who, Mercedes, it doesn't make any sense for Mercedes to fight Red Bull against them in their own engine. Ferrari, have got a long way back now, and that makes things interesting. But why would they be interested in fighting against Red Bull when they're going to be doing it anyway? Renault seems to be their only option, which is a good option given the engine at the moment and how good it is. But I know that it would be a pretty hefty price I'd be asking if Horner came back with his cap in hand.
It's funny that you guys bring it up, because at the end of the day, certainly racing is just another version of a circus. And I say that with all the good intent for circuses around the world. Because think about it. The only thing I've ever said to youngsters coming up is that everybody will always, the world of racing or of any kind of circus is too small to be irritating somebody. So you may not want to do business with somebody at that point in time, but don't chap them off. Don't send them, don't burn a bridge that you send them down, because you may have to deal with them. Well, bada boom, here we are. Bingo.
Yeah, a case in point. All right, guys. Hey, Price, I know we're going to just get you for a few minutes, but do you have time to stay for a little bit longer?
Absolutely.
Awesome. All right, well, we're going to go ahead and take a break, and when we come back, we're going to continue our discussion. We're going to talk a little more IndyCar, a little more Formula One, maybe a little more NASCAR. You listen to Speed City live from Austin, Texas, back after a quick break.
When you're looking for traditional Tex-Mex, look no further than an Austin favorite, One in a Million. Serving original family recipes since 1980 and located just minutes from downtown at 2300 East Cesar Chavez, One in a Million has your Tex-Mex fix every day of the week from 7 a.m. to 3 p.m. Breakfast is served all day. Homemade migas, enchiladas, and menudo. And try the Don Juan taco. Some say it's big enough to feed a family of four. One in a Million. Online at oneinamillion.com.
Motivation USA, catering to the sport bike enthusiast looking for truly unique parts and accessories. Stand out from the crowd. Motivation is the exclusive North American distributor for SC Project Moto GP inspired exhausts and the largest Rizoma retailer in the United States. Get the best parts from around the world at the best prices with fast shipping and a knowledgeable staff ready to help. Shop online 24/7 at motivationusa.com. That's motivationusa.com.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me, because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Hey everyone, Boomer Esiason here. The NFL draft is behind us and your favorite team is now gearing up for week number one. The free Odyssey app puts you right in the middle of the pro football conversation with the biggest sports radio stations from across the country. The local voices who know your team the best, giving you their unfiltered takes on the current state of your squad. It's always football season right here on the free Odyssey app.
Talk 1370.
This is Magnus Walker. Greetings from downtown LA, and thanks for tuning in to Speed City. Keep Austin weird and get out and drive. Pedal to the metal.
Welcome back to the fastest hour in radio, Speed City.
All right, welcome back to the show. Price and I were just talking during the break, and Price, you've been working on your CBX. I spent the whole weekend working on my new workshop and getting close. Got the lift getting about to get it all done. Me and my son are going to have some fun out there, but what were you working on? You're working on a Honda 1000 CBX?
Yeah, so, you know, 40-plus years ago when they built this bike, I was sort of, I don't know, middle of my racing, and I always wanted one because the sound of it is spectacular. I mean, truly, if you put an open exhaust on it, it sounds like a Formula One car, literally. It's not me just saying that. And it's a six-cylinder, and the engine's wide as you can imagine. And it's just to me, it's just a perfect bike. It was like I had a BMW M5 V10 for a while for the same reason, the engine, just the sound of it. So, you know, after this thing had sat for years and years and years, luckily it was sat inside, it truly looks like the day it came off the showroom floor. But like anything, you can't let it sit there for too long or it's not going to run. So, you know, went through all the bits and pieces, and literally, I mean, I was stoked, guys. I pushed the starter button, and within 1.5 seconds, it lit off. And I don't think it's run for 15 years at least. So that's why I'm so happy.
Yeah. Wow. So what's the RPM band?
It only revs up to 9 grand. You know, back in the day, it was the baddest boy on the block.
Yeah.
But it today, you know, I mean, a good Tecumseh lawnmower will whip its butt. But nonetheless, the sound alone is fabulous.
That's awesome.
Well, you know, that just reminds me of what I think of Honda as a manufacturer, full stop. They are I drive a Toyota truck, and if that's something to be reliable, then Honda is the next thing I would talk about, and that means bikes and cars. And this, going back to this F1 story for a second, that's what surprises me. I smell something weird, though. Why announce this now in the middle of a season when Honda have had a terrible 6 years in Formula One, where McLaren and particularly Alonso was very rude about Honda, and they were terrible with McLaren. And yet, with Red Bull, they've come back and come back strong and now have one of the strongest engines in Formula One. And I find it a very odd time for them to announce that they're a Formula One to go carbon neutral, given that they are the kings of motorcycle racing, both pretty much Superbike and MotoGP. Their Honda Civic is doing all of it in touring cars. The Acura is just about to get into your sport price properly, which is Le Mans. And obviously DPI here in the States, they've got a great package there to much success. And obviously we've seen what they can do in Indy, and they've just re-signed with Chevrolet for the future of Indy. So they're not getting out of combustion racing.
So it's certainly a strange one. And sadly, it seems to me, though, the handwriting's on the wall. Will they ever come back to Formula One? Gosh, guys, I don't see that. But like Jonathan just said, why in the heck are they pulling the plug? I don't know.
Well, and it's not good for Formula One and Liberty either, because they've now got a situation where all 10 teams have signed the Concorde Agreement for the next 5 years, including our own Haas Formula One. So the both AlphaTauri, Alfa Romeo, and also the old Sauber, as it were, excuse me, and Red Bull are both looking for engines for next year, but are both signed up to race Formula One for the next 5 years. So Liberty have got to scratch their heads a little bit and somehow make this all work.
Yeah, it's interesting. And Red Bull, there is that deadline. There is that obligation, like you talked about earlier, Price, where Renault or they would be the ones to have to, because they have less commitment. And Red Bull has till August 1st of 2021 to put in that request for, they call it the default power unit supply, to, you know, they have to give that to the FIA. So, you know, but again, how do you negotiate and all that? This is going to be really, really an interesting story to follow, but I have no idea where it's going to end up.
2021 will be interesting, you know, coming back out of COVID and seeing how things have changed. And obviously, look at it. I mean, in the worldwide specter of everything we do, things have changed. So it will certainly be a year of reset, if you will. Sort of things will, you know, move forward, but it'll be interesting to see how they all move forward.
Hey, Price, we talked about something else. You may have heard us at the beginning of the show, and I want to get your take on it. What do you think about Michael Jordan and teaming up with Denny Hamlin and Bubba Wallace with a NASCAR team?
Well, clearly, from my standpoint, it's the coolest thing since sliced bread. I felt for years, we could all argue that, you know, myself and others should have been voicing some of our concerns for years, but clearly I wasn't man enough to. But I think it's fabulous that those guys are all getting together to help Bubba. And frankly, to see, you know, and you listen to Ricciardo and see some of what Hamilton's doing. But, you know, it's time that others have an opportunity. And it boils my blood when you see others not consider somebody else just because they're not from the same walk of life as they are. And I just couldn't be happier about what's going on between Denny Hamlin and Michael Jordan for Bubba.
Well, we've had Willie T on the show before, but let me go back to something you said. Do you mind if I ask you, what did you see coming up in that era racing, Price, with when it comes to race?
Well, you know, I mean, I never saw anything negative, but nor did I see anything where, so let's back up a second. So I lived the era of when you didn't have to have money to get started. So there was, you know, there may have been some opportunities out there. Then again, you know, I sort of raced alongside Willie T, and we actually, I think he'll tell you, we were pretty good friends, because to me, we're just two racers going after it. And he was unbelievably good, no question about it. And so I never saw anything negative, but guys, I'm here to tell you, I didn't do anything positive to help some that I might have had an opportunity. Can I reflect back on somebody that there was or wasn't? No. I can't tell you there was anyone particular other than my giving someone advice. Don't ever take no for an answer, blah, 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 blah. Push as hard as you can. And if you want it bad enough, it will happen. Well, certainly during the era that I grew up with, because there was no money concerns, nobody had to have money. If somebody liked you, or if you bug the heck out of them enough, they give you a shot at it. That's certainly what happened to me. You know, I bugged everybody to death till they got tired of saying no so many times. They said, "We'll get rid of this guy by putting him in a car." But again, it's just, I just think it's the right thing to do. You know, I like all of us, this whole change in society has been overwhelming, and we're all coming to grips with it, some of which is, you know, I personally find odd, but I still think in the large S of the whole scenario, it's the right thing to do.
Yeah, I agree. And I also think that Michael Jordan is, and he said it, you know, that he wants to get more involved politically and socially with social issues in this country. He's the right guy to do it. He has the wherewithal, the name, the backing corporately. I think Steve Phelps at the top of NASCAR is very progressive. The banning of the Confederate flag was a huge step forward. Obviously, the scenario with Wallace and the noose thing that came about, and the way that NASCAR came out to support him was huge. And I think that made a difference to Michael Jordan too. And instead of going into basketball, which, you know, I mean, which is, you know, obviously got a huge black contingent, I think Jordan is making a really interesting step into what is effectively a very white scenario in motor racing. And I'm glad he's doing it. I'm also glad that Roger Penske this weekend started their diversity program as well. And I know that Willie T is involved as well. And so I'm delighted because I think it is the right time. Sometimes things are done just because it's a fad to do so. But Michael Jordan doesn't do fads. He does business decisions. He makes calculated decisions, and this is one of those.
Yeah, again, I'm elated to see it. And it's also be fun for me to watch Willie get involved just because, like I said, Willie was truly larger in life. I had such respect for him, and it was fun for me to see him go on and do some cool things when I wound down my life behind the wheel. Another thing to remember, that didn't Michael Jordan used to have a motorbike racing
team?
Yes, he
did. Yes, he did. He raced in, well, before Moto America, the 23 Jordan race team. Funnily enough, the guy I'm working with next week, Jason Pridmore, raced for him. And he always just doesn't get free Nikes. He had a team for about 10 years. And in fact, Ducati actually had to make him some special leathers so he could do a two up with Hayden one time at Valencia, which was pretty funny. I was there that day. So he's always been very interested in racing and motor racing. So,
right. And don't forget, you guys, you all know who Antoine Brown is?
I do.
Drag
not.
Racer.
Ah,
Antoine.
Yes.
He's a magnificent human being. So it's also, for me, it's all great to see some of this stuff coming to fruition for everybody. Now, Antron's already driving for one of the best teams there is, but for me, as a young man, I got to see him racing bikes, and he was the go-to, de facto, best of the best. And, you know, anytime a magazine wanted to see how quickly a bike could go in the quarter mile, they always asked Antron to come and do the work for him. But again, another neat guy, and it's just time. You know, I'm happy that the world is stepping up and opening all the doors they can. And you know, okay, it should have happened before. It didn't. Shame on all of us, but here we are. At least let's go forward.
Yeah, I think it's great, man. And with the power of Michael Jordan behind it, I think it'll get some attention. So, and we're going to get to
Absolutely.
See it. Maybe. And what were you saying, Jonathan, that I'm going to have to be the one that had to interview Michael?
Well, because... yeah, you're going to have to interview Michael because I won't be able to reach up.
That would be very cool to interview Michael Jordan. I will happily do that. I want to talk about the name Schumacher and how Mick Schumacher is going to make his F1 practice debut coming up. How awesome is that, guys?
Really cool. Very cool.
Well, when you consider what is, you know, the path that his father sort of laid down for everybody, and you know, it's exciting for me, particularly considering the circumstances that you know, Michael is still under, and we still sort of function outside looking in, trying to see what's going to happen. It's fabulous to see his son have this opportunity.
Yeah, and just to explain that story a little bit, an English guy, Callum Ilott, and Mick Schumacher, the son of Michael Schumacher, will both get Friday practice day with Haas and Ferrari in Germany, which is great.
That's
news.
Fantastic. Yeah.
Yeah.
Good stuff for sure.
Yeah. And Formula 2 is where he's leading right now. Mick Schumacher currently leading the championship. So he has proven that it's not just his name is that that the reason he's getting this chance, although it can't hurt.
Yeah, well, that's good. Excited.
I've met him, and I met him at Macau, and Price knows how valuable that race is to a young man. And yeah, he was fastest lap. He didn't win the race, but he proved he was a force to be reckoned with. I don't know how good he's going to be, but he's certainly capable of driving Formula One.
All right, guys. Hey, let's take our last break. And when we come back, we're going to talk about one thing I want to get into a little bit. We touched on it, though, is the new big development out at Circuit of the Americas that was approved by the city council as far as the rezoning of it. But we're going to talk that in a little more racing. You listen to Speed City. We're live in Austin. Back after a quick break.
Winding Road Racing is your first and best choice for all the essentials for a great weekend at the track. We're racers, and we love helping racers. With a full selection of racing gear in stock, get geared up with all the safety equipment needed to meet all the latest Snell, FIA, and SFI regulations. Outfit your car with a comprehensive lineup of racing necessities, and when you need to find a few more tents, turn to data acquisition systems from AIM Sports, V-Box, and others. Austin-based with shops in California, Georgia, and Kentucky, the source for all your racing needs. Winding Road Racing, WindingRoadRacing.com.
As a rider, you know what you like. The power, the feel, the ride. When it comes to gear, you know what keeps you safe. Ducati Austin provides riders with the finest in day and easy leathers. The best the market offers. Visit Ducati Austin on Breaker Lane just east of I-35 and throw your leg over the most iconic sports bike ever built. Ducati. Even take it for a test ride. Or see what's been described as art on wheels from MV Agusta. You know what you like. See it at Ducati Austin. Online at DucatiAustin.com.
Talk 13.7, the right choice.
Hi, this is Jay Leno from JayLenosGarage.com, and you're listening to Speed City.
Welcome back to the fastest hour in radio, Speed City.
All right, welcome back to the show. It's John Massengill. I got Jonathan Green and our guest, Price Cobb. And Price, I wanted to tell you about this story. I don't know how much you've heard about it, but last Thursday, a couple of days ago, on October 1st, the Austin City Council approved a huge rezoning for that 1,155 acres at Circuit of the Americas for the possibility and of some big development. And in the pipeline already is an 11-story hotel, a water park, and a children's amusement park. And this is what Bobby Epstein said ahead of the council vote. He said that that's happening. And by looking at the maps, you know how these things can change, but it looks like that it is on the across from the amphitheater over in that. So I guess you'd put that west of COTA is where all this is being developed, but directly across the street, not like very far. In other words, you know, walking distance to the circuit and to the main part of Circuit of the Americas. So that's all been approved by the Austin City Council, and a company called Arm Epic Logic Partners has signed up to do the hotel and the water park. And they are saying that this could start construction as soon as next summer and might take 24 months. So the initial plan is for 100,000 square foot indoor water park, 350 rooms and 34,000 square feet of meeting and ballroom space. And the zoning change allows for future expansion for the hotel up to 508 rooms. So this is what we thought was going to happen back in 2012 when COTA was first announced.
Wow. It can only do good things for people and continuing to educate them about motorsports. So selfishly, from my point of view, it's just a great step along the way.
Yeah, and there's lots of different plans in there, including land use plans for 298 acres of open space, 11 acres of parkland. But I just thought this was too good of a story not to talk about because it just got approved on Thursday. So we'll see. You know, we've heard about other different projects going on at COTA. We had Bobby on, and he kind of chuckled at one of them that somebody was planning. But this looks like this has a really good shot at happening. And I think that... I think it's probably about time. There's been plenty of growth out that direction. As we all know, Austin continues to explode, and it just has to go. That's one of the few areas that Austin can go, really, from a development standpoint. It doesn't cost a zillion dollars a square foot. It's kind of out that direction. So I think this is a pretty cool story. There's another.
John, I just want to match that up with the other story that was in the paper in the Statesman this week. And of course, we know about it. But Tesla, obviously, Elon Musk, and his plans to go ahead with another investment into exactly the same area, 130 and Harold Green Road. So right by the Circuit of the Americas, or not that far away.
Very close.
And he is building a huge factory there, which will employ a lot of people in Austin. And he's going to be making trucks, of course. He's coming to Texas. And he's also making his Y, I think, a sports utility car. But the obvious, for me, connection is that Elon Musk could easily rent the Circuit of the Americas for several days to do testing. It's as Price will know, as a factory driver, you need somewhere, if you're building a car or developing a car or an SUV or even a truck, to be able to test things out. And the Circuit of the Americas would be the perfect place. And Elon Musk is just settling in there.
Yeah, that's great news. You know, you see a lot of these tracks around the country, if not around the world, that really do well. They're leasing or renting a lot of their track time out to manufacturers. So this bodes well for Bobby.
Yeah, and Jonathan, you left out something, and it's going to be a nice segue to the other story I want to talk about, because Elon Musk is also talking about building their big 18-wheeler style truck here in Austin.
Yeah. Wow.
And Price, I don't know if you heard about this, but the latest company in Austin to go public is automotive related. And it's really fascinating because it's a company that builds, the name of the company is called Hylion, Hylion. And they take, and Price being, engineering minded like you are, you're going to love this, because what they do is they take they have multiple solutions, but the one that's most fascinating, I think it's furthest down the road with them development wise, is they take your existing 18-wheeler and they convert it to a hybrid. And so one of the axles that's on the truck itself, the rear axle becomes a hybrid, actually becomes an electric. So then you have a hybrid.
Right.
And so they're saying it can add, this is what maybe you'll know, Price. They said they'll add between 12 and 1500 foot pounds of torque, but only 120 horsepower, which that's fine. That's all you want the torque with an 18 wheeler. I'm just trying to figure out how you make that much torque with only that much horsepower. But the fascinating thing about all this is that how much more efficient it's going to make the trucks, how much more acceleration it will give the trucks. As we all know, the instantaneous torque you get with an electric motor like that. But the fuel savings is going to be dramatic. And they got enough interest to partner. Actually, they joined the stock market via a merger. So it's a fascinating solution. And another, we talked about it many years ago when Coda came to Austin. And in fact, it was Red McCombs who said Austin's going to become Speed City, and that's where we stole the name. But this kind of development, I don't know if this had anything to do with it, or maybe it's just a tech town, but it's still fascinating that we've got this kind of technology and automotive-related business happening in Austin.
Wow. So before we drift too far away, the torque is a function of, actual twisting work done. And horsepower is a fictitious number. It's work done over time. So an engine that makes a lot of horsepower is one that can maintain its torque towards well up in the RPM range. So they're obviously on a big truck. Well, you don't need a diesel engine on a big truck doesn't spin the other side of 2,200 RPM, give or take a few hundred. So that's why there's no real horsepower. There's no need for it. It's the torque that does the work in the first place. So there you go.
Yeah, there you go. And that I've seen a couple of YouTube videos of these guys. They're test driving it, and imagine another, even if you are pulling 80,000 pounds, another 1,500 foot-pounds of torque would either maintain your speed up a hill or help you pass. But that's going to be a fascinating one to watch. But
the good news is Elon's trucks and these other trucks are all going to need tires.
Absolutely. Those are awfully big, though.
Hey, good money.
Boy, you're not kidding.
Brilliant.
Hey, Jonathan, you put in our show doc. I like this story. Liberty Media has made an investment.
Yeah, this is a sort of a left field story. But as you know, Liberty Media own Formula One, and they also own SiriusXM, and they have got SiriusXM are sponsoring the Meyer Shank car of Jack Harvey. They have done. We had Jack on the show explaining how he got that deal because he met the Meyer part of Meyer Shank at a cocktail party or a breakfast meeting. And sort of said, "Oh, I'm a racing driver, and you should sponsor me." And then that's how it led to Sirius being on the car. Well, now Liberty have also made an investment into Meyer Shank Racing, and Price will know this, that they, as well as IndyCar, they also race in sports cars. So this is going to be a big, because they're a tiny company, Meyer Shank. They're the little boys that can. They've never really done. This is their first full season. An IndyCar, let alone anything else. They've been involved in sports car racing and been successful in IMSA. But to have Liberty, a company of that size behind you that obviously has a connection to Formula One, is an interesting, potentiality. But more importantly for Meyer Shank, it's a big investor just at the right time. Did you hear about that, Price? And what do you think?
Yeah, I'd heard about that. And again, another piece of exciting news for all of us. I know that I've known Mr. Shank for years, and I'm excited for him. He runs a really good ship. Like you said, he's always made a lot out of little. So, all it can do is bode well for him, and I'm happy.
Yeah, I was surprising just because of the size of them compared to Liberty. But, hey, guys, I want to shift to IndyCar because two stories. I want to talk about the power unit, but also want to talk about the season. And we're down to one race, and who do you think are going to win it, boys? Because Dixon, obviously, but I guess Newgarden is in the chase to win. What do y'all think?
Well, I write for a website in New Zealand, and I'm a bit of a Kiwi file because I go there every year. And so I'm a big Scott Dixon fan, and he really is, even though he's breaking the records of fellow Texans, i.e. AJ Foyt, he's creeping ever closer to Mario's number of victories. I think he's only two away from that. He's looking for his sixth title, which would put him on a level with AJ. And if he keeps continuing, he's 40 now. He's going to be interestingly joined by a guy called Jimmy Johnson next year at Ganassi, which is going to be even more fun. But I'm Scott Dixon has led this championship all year long and hasn't put a foot wrong, but it's always with Indy. We're coming down to a double point, to a final race, which is a street race at St. Pete in Florida. So it's a bit of a lottery, and it's basically the five-time champion up against the current champion, and all bets are off because Newgarden won this weekend and Dixon didn't have the best of weekends. So I'm still in the Dixon camp, but I'm looking forward to a great, great finale.
Well, I'm like Jonathan. I really respect Dixon a lot, sort of the guy that always keeps his mouth shut, knows when to speak, proves himself with his driving. Obviously, Ganassi and the boys put a good, set of wheels under him. So it's hard to bet against him. And he may not be the oldest guy out there, but certainly I think of Valentino Rossi and then Scott Dixon. Here's two guys that know how to continue on as they get towards the apogee of their racing careers. It's pretty exciting stuff for me. Now, that doesn't mean that I wish ill for Newgarden, hardly, but it, and of course the races yesterday were pretty exciting. Seeing the guys Herta and Rossi coming on strong towards the end. But anyway, it'll be a fabulous finale, as it tends to be.
I know, I'm looking forward to that. I really... Herta's third in the standings too, and he's been really fun to watch. He's a breath of fresh air. We got to interview him here in Austin after he won, and there's no pretense with him at all. He was a great interview. But well, guys, we're out of time, man. Price, Cobb, thank you for coming on the show.
Guys.
Hey, what's
the
website for Tread Connection?
I'm sorry.
What's your website for Tread Connection?
It's just. Tread, you're going to ask. The easiest thing is treadconnection.com, but it might be austin.treadconnection.com. I don't recall. Just type in Tread
Connection. Just Google Tread Connection Austin. There you go. All right. Well, Price, thanks, buddy. We appreciate you coming on.
Thanks, guys.
Enjoy your viewpoints.
See you, Jonathan. See you, John.
All right, see you. All right, everybody, thanks Bye-bye. For tuning in. And, of course, next week, tune in to our Formula One shows for the Nürburgring. Go to speedcitybroadcast.com to check it out. Talk to you soon.
Happy trails.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.